2, 3, 4, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I am currently here. What is this? This is June the 18th, I guess, Thursday morning. Looks like a cop sneaking up on me. I'm just entering the downtown center. I can see City Hall from here where I used to work 30 years ago. God, longer than that. Well, whatever. My God, I've been in the job market over 40 years. Think it'd be time to retire, wouldn't you? I don't recognize my city anymore. It's the city of my birth. And we've got these big high rises, which we swore we'd never have. And if we ever do have the big quake come through here, it's going to be a disaster. My goodness, there is a freeway graffiti mural. It's beautiful. Oh, my word. Well, I hadn't planned on coming this way, but when you don't travel these things, it's hard to be in the right lane at the right time. The map that Joan sent me was would have only been good if I had been living in Santa Ana and been leaving from there. Harbor Freeway, Pasadena Freeway, well, I'll get there somehow. I've taken a wrong turn here. Looks like I'm going to dawdle in the center of L.A. here for a bit. God, how can I do that? Trying to park down here will be a miracle. But I'm seeing buildings I never saw before. Lord. Some maniac. Down here, the big one. I used to spend hours in when I was a kid doing my term papers. Remember, I researched Vesuvius for a term paper for God. Anywhere from the sixth grade to high school, I guess. I don't remember how old I was. I really studied and studied on that thing. Now, it's like my concept of New York, maybe not quite as bad. I can see the sky. Whether I can get there from here or not, it looks like giant moles are tearing up my city. Geez, I haven't lived in LA since 63. It's 24 years ago. Lots happened since then. There's the outside hulk of the library. Here's a giant crane looming up ahead. Construction, it certainly is. Wonder if there's a freeway back out of here. Oh boy. This is like a San Francisco hill, Morgan. And my God, there's great big tall beautiful copper colored buildings rising out of the ground here. Look like 40 stories high at least. That's very high out here. I worked for LA County in 1950 and Park and Recreations in the City Hall Yeah. 52, and I worked for Water and Power. For the city of Los Angeles. About 52 to 53, and then I got back to the county. And there's been some great big cultural expansions here in our city. And we're getting them down in Orange County too. Dang Bing. How do I get back up there? God, I'd hate to work down here anymore. I worked at I worked in the heart of LA for LA County at the engineering building for a good 10 years. Wasn't far from the city hall. Then I worked down in a regional office for another 7. And I quit in in about the middle of 71, I guess. Before my mother died. May have even been 70. It was a 71. I was busy failing in my business.
Well, I'm here at Jones. O'clock in the morning of Friday, June 19th. They're asleep upstairs, so I shouldn't wake them up by talking. Oh, I've erased this tape 3-4 times in the past 2 days. That ride through central city, Los Angeles, that was fascinating. Realize I'm running out of time here. Yeah, how do you run out of time? Well, I need to get to my bank, which I didn't do yesterday, which I can't do today without driving 100 miles out and back. Wow. This place is just full of art forms. On the walls, paintings, and macrame, you know. Can imagine here. So I'm going to have to wipe this out too. Listen to my little radio here. Or oh boy. Over.
made the blue light splash. She said, officer, won't you help me, please? I looked at her, and she was pointing at me. You see, Jim at the station played his part. He talked a little perjury. He went to Gray and Green to leave out her name. He was a future ex-husband. Can't you see it was a crime of passion? She took him by the heart and she took him by the hand. Crime of passion. A beautiful woman and a desperate man.
KZLA 1212, continuing on with our lunchtime special, 12 in a row. I do want to remind you between 2 and 3 this afternoon.
Okay, 1212. Friday morning, getaway day. Coming clear down from La Crescenta, which nibbles at the north border of Los Angeles County. This is a freeway that's new to me. Nice big wide thing. I've got this 2 o'clock appointment with this workman comp lawyer. And I've got at least an hour of freeway between here and there. I had to give up on taping coming up, because having to come from Long Beach, everything was like spaghetti soup, and I didn't know the off-ramp, so it was too dangerous. I got lost as it was. Had to get off in the middle of Los Angeles and drive around and look at the old library where I used to study. Some maniac burned was the cause of the destruction of $2 million worth of books in that library. I understand he's not even going to be charged. Something about not having enough proof, even though the fire department is very sure of the guy, sure of the problem. And that's very, very terrifying, because the firebug would do it again. Destruction of a library ranks right up there with the genocide, as far as I'm concerned. Good thing I'm not a dictator, huh? The smog is live and well here. In fact, I think it's these mountains where it comes to die. And here, Joan and her friend are suffocating in it. We did that transition pretty good. About 4 freeway systems here to transition. Tunnels, all kinds of fun. Slithering through Echo Park. Maybe even corners of Griffith Park. I used to live up near there. And as I said on the hunk of tape that I erased, God, the city anymore. And like Joan said, it's like a foreign country. Wall-to-wall ghettos. All kinds of ethnic ghettos. Now what? Well, I guess I better hold off till I get through the maze here. I'm caught in a blood clot here. Did something wrong. I'm going down the freeway that Ginger told me not to. Right? Stadium, downtown, Civic Center coming up. Now if I can just get through here. God, that was a one-lane street up the side of a mountain. And here comes the skyline of Los Angeles again. Just incredible to a native Los Angelino who's 62 years old, who hasn't lived here in 25 years. Well, I guess I just had to see downtown LA one more time. There is a remarkable piece of architecture whose address is 1000 Wilshire. I can see it right off the freeway. It's incredible. It looks like each story is about 3 floors high. So if there's 6 tiers, be about an 18-story building. I'd like to see what that looks like on the inside and the marble and the contrast of the black and the white marble. It's really something. And it's hot. And it's 12:30. Noontime. And the freeway going into central Los Angeles is standing still, going north and going Apoca. In South. But here are all these old numbers with all these old memories. My goodness. Adams Boulevard. West LA for many, many years. Okay, we lived on La Brea, just south of Adams. And we went to school there. And then we got... Oh boy. Okay, now we got a proper freeway. Going at 60 plus miles an hour. Now it's flowing at 65. I heard a report that purported to show that freeway speeds were going up in the wake of the 65-mile-an-hour decision, New Mexico being the first state to make that legal in their state. I do not know whether it has really gone up in New Mexico. I know that it can't get any higher than it already is and has been here in California, unless the drivers speed up to 90-100. I don't think that's likely. But the unofficial speed limit here has been 75 in the fast lane for a long time. And there have been times, I know when I was technically crazy, or relatively crazy, depending on how you want to define it, where I got in the fast lane, I had a car that would do it. There were days when if you weren't prepared to do 80, you better get out of that lane. That was clear back 20 years ago. I guess speed limits have come and gone. I don't remember what the speed limit was then. Maybe it was 65. Then it went to 55. And people were real happy with that for a while. It saved gas, and they thought that was nice. And that lasted about a year, I think, before the speed started creeping up again. And the CHP guys have just not messed with it for a long time. I understand, you just stay in your lane, you do 60 or so, 60, 65, and that's the way the lane's flowing. So long as you don't change lanes, lane hop, they leave you alone. Well, I haven't actually seen a CHP cop on this freeway system in recent years. I don't know where they hide. They come out when there's an accident. Nobody calls them. Otherwise, they'd be, you know, they'd be ticketing people in droves, and they just gave up on it. The freeways, I believe, were originally built with a 65-mile-an-hour speed limit in mind. At least that. If when you've got peak traffic hours, forget that. I was going 0 and 10 and 15 and then finally 30 back there. And now we're doing it. So I may get down to Long Beach in the 1 o'clock area and not be pressured like I was yesterday. And I'm truly sorry. Thank you. tears. And the tears I cried. Oh, darling, here by my side. Here's a thinking. Where the wind goes, I'm waiting to tears. Pretty song. Well, I just saw the Mervyn Blow attorney's alternate. He had had heavy business come up and couldn't see me this afternoon. Which is okay. Young, frisky little guy is better able to get me to give yes and no answers and quick answers to questions and stuff. Well, he had a form to fill out that made it easier. Now, where I'm hung up is that I don't know whether I'm going to be hung out high and dry for a retirement check forever while this thing proceeds. And if it is, I don't know. I have to find out about that. I didn't think to ask while I was there. Looked like it wasn't going to hurt to try, and there was a big danger that if this was going to be judged as injuries as not work related, then could they, ask me to pay back disability payments, and ask me to pay back doctor bills that they had paid but stopped paying. That was scary. And I don't want to talk to them about it, I suppose, because there aren't many mistakes left for me to make where this case is concerned. I have just simply had to go about it in my own frazzled way. Because one more frazzle and I would have probably been an inpatient in the hospital instead of an outpatient.
Okay. I've got two new batteries in here, which don't seem to be doing any better than the worn down old batteries. It's November the 3rd at 3 o'clock p.m. And I've missed a couple of the antibiotic pills in the last couple of days, and this cold seems to be coming back on me. Cold or whatever it was. So, let's see here. Year is 1988. We're in the right year. Well, it's now November the 14th, 1988. It's a Monday and it's 5:20 p.m. plus or minus. And I'm sitting here at Denny's restaurant. And I got a couple of charged up batteries for this beast and bought it new ears. That's why I couldn't hear it when I was first fiddling with it, because it's a stereo that requires ears. I'm not using a stereo. Okay, Corky just came up to get my order. I managed to have a small accident Saturday morning, which fairly took care of my weekend, scrambling around trying to get estimates and all that kind of nonsense. Yeah, I'd hate to have to mess with something really important. I'm taping on 4, so I'm going to see how this is working. My voice isn't worth diddly today. This old tape. Same story. Same horse. Second, third, or fourth foot. I'm not sure which one we're on now. I think we're on a fourth foot. Well, we'll call this one the $800 dent. And there's a lot of background mishmash here at Denny's, and probably a bad place to tape. I was pulling into this parking lot where I have a mail service, which is practically impossible to get rid of. Once they got you, you're stuck, because unless you can notify absolutely everybody, but when you shut it off, you shut it off. You pay them something like $20 a month to transfer your mail to you. There was a story in the news about this about a few weeks or a month ago. But I digress. I was pulling into the parking lot off of Adams and Harbor, which you passed on your way down to your motel. And, God, I was looking toward the parking lot, and I didn't see anything moving. And this young woman backed into me. I saw her coming, but I panicked. I mean, my mind just, I guess you'd say panicked, because I didn't think, did not occur to me to hit the horn. There was just so little space and so little time. I was fighting to get my foot on the brake. And I don't really remember whether I made it or not. If I did, I made it too late, because she, it was like watching bad news unfold in slow motion. And so when she hit me, she was aware of that. Fortunately, she had a heavy-duty rubberized bumper. I think she was driving a Toyota Corolla. And little thing, blue, two doors, broken window. And she only had streaks of my beige paint on her bumper, but I had a sizable dent in my driver's door, in my front fender. And, it did not look like a big deal. And I don't know how many years ago, that wouldn't have been more than $200 or $100 or something like that. But then, still got the cough. but it's getting better. It was probably in the 50s, maybe, or 60s, that my head goes back to those prices. And I haven't had an accident since 1963, when I was rear-ended. So anyhow, I asked the kid, and when I say kid, she looked like a young woman of about 25 years old. And well, I found out today she was only 19. She told me that the car was insured, and she gave me her driver's license. And I went on into my mail center. She was the daughter of the Party Time liquor store there, where I have bought an occasional Hershey bar on my way to or from my mail center. And she works there, among other things, and goes to school. And so I went in and I filled out my contests, and which I haven't done in a long time, but these look pretty important. And sat there and tried to get my wits about me, because I had was really shook up, mentally shook up, because it was, you know, totally unexpected. Didn't see it coming till it was too late to do anything. She said at the time, after I parked the car, and she came over and she said, "Geez, you don't have a horn?" And I said, "Horn. Oh, well." Yeah, I said, it happened too fast. I was trying to put on the brakes so I wouldn't hit you, or you wouldn't hit me, whichever. Anyway, when I came out approximately an hour later, she was waiting for me. And meanwhile, one of her boyfriends from an auto supply thing next door was coming out looking at it. And the girl in my mail center, "What are you doing running into my friends?" And I said, "How, ye gods, news travels fast." I said, "Where'd you learn that?" She says, "Oh, I went up there to their store to get some milk, and she told me." I said, "Well," I didn't run into her, she ran into me. She said, "Oh, yeah, yeah, she told me that." So, okay, that's the first step. And her boyfriend got into it, and he says, "I could get you the front fender for $35. Whoopee. And that's nice. Meanwhile, I don't know anything about how to go about this kind of crap. And I got my license renewed by mail this last year, so I missed even studying for the exam of knowing about, you know, new laws and time limits and stuff. You forget that stuff. You may learn it for passing a test, but 4 or 5 years later you don't remember it. Not something you deal with every day. Anyway, she looks at me and she says, "I checked on the car and it doesn't have insurance. It's I'm behind a few payments." I said, "That's wonderful. She's wonderful." However, her family, her father, she'd given me her father's name and phone number. And I asked her if she had an answering machine. She says, "No, but we have a big family. There's always somebody there." Well, she said, "Well, there's 4 other cars that have insurance on it. We could use one of them." I says, "I don't think so. That doesn't sound too great to me." So somewhere in this mini disaster, C movie, I let her talk me into it, at least temporarily. I had said I would think about it, and I should have left it that way. And that was Saturday morning. And I spent the rest of that afternoon, which I needed for catching up on my freehand drawing class, trying to contact places, trying to get prices on fenders and doors, trying to learn as much as I could about the situation, and trying to find out whether I had, how much damage it had to be before I had to file a police report, and a report with the Department of Motor Vehicles. Well, okay. All this is very educational. Probably boring as hell, but it's the only news I've got at the moment. And I've got about an eighth of an inch of tape left here. So at some point, it seemed like I had dealings with her three times that morning, somehow or other. I said, oh, okay. And she said she'd call me later in the day with the information, all the information about the other car that was insured that was supposed to hit me. She was all upset, scared to death of her father, and a few other little things. And meanwhile, I had really forgotten about the... I said, hey, just be glad that it was... nobody was injured. And it's a minor accident. Well... she calls and gives me all this information. I write it down. And the more I think about it, and the more I learn, the more I'm not inclined to do this dumb thing. Even though I feel for the kid. I myself let my insurance lapse here last September. And was just over 30 days when I got it reinstated. It cost me a bundle. It cost me 75% more. It almost doubled. Was $300 for 6 months. It went up to $520, and wonderful, dumb. And if I had renewed it, I mean, I didn't know I could. They told me they would cancel me, and that was it. And I didn't know about the 30-day limit. I tried to sign up at another a company. They were going to charge me $750 for 6 months. Well, you know, jeez. I'm glad I'm feeling better these days emotionally. That would really be something tough to swallow, being that stupid, whatever you want to call it. And so after wrestling with this thing Saturday and Sunday, learning more about parts, getting an $800 estimate, that's where this story gets its name, the $800 dent. Actually, it's two dents. The hind end of the front left fender and the front end of the driver door. Fortunately, it opens and shuts okay. And if I had to eat it, I could, but I don't know, can't think of any reason why I should. It certainly reduces the value of my car by, good $800 to $1,000. Americans are long on cosmetic appearance, as we all know. To hell with how she runs. And, so, this morning I got out there early, got an estimate from One Day Paint people that had been recommended to me. They gave me an estimate of $343. And for another $60, he'd paint the whole car. He says it's high on small spot jobs. Well, I would like to be able to take up on that deal, but... And I thought I was going to be able to. But then I got another estimate from Oldsmobile, University Oldsmobile, that says is a Honda dealership and where I bought my car in the first place. They gave me a real lovely estimate of $526. Now the magic word out here is $500. More than $500. And it has to be reported to the DMV within 10 days. And if the driver that hit you was uninsured, they're up a creek. Their license is suspended for a year. they may be fined, etc. I would have to go through my insurance. I have $100 deductible. It just gets really messy. On the other hand, if I go with her story that her father's 87 Nissan Sentra hit me, then I'm committing perjury and fraud and all kinds of great stuff. And I'm fairly good at sins of omission, as we all know. And the same thing. This is side B. It's 3:30 in the morning here in Orange County. I just found this old tape of which side A seems to have been done on something like the 18th, 19th of June. It took me a while to figure out that it also had to be 1987 instead of 88. And that side is kind of interesting. It seems to go about halfway. And if there's anything on past that, I didn't find it for a few turns. I figure it'd be safer to start on this side B for today. What's today? October, November. November the 1st? Nope. It's November the 2nd, Wednesday, 3:30 in the morning, and La Pussy Gata has got me pinned down here. Now she's purring. Woke her up with the light. Just found some of my old tapers. Okay. Back to this letter. It was really nice to see you people, and I wish there could have been more time, but I was lucky to have what time there was. And hopefully all of us were lucky to have what time there was. Excuse me. Oh, still got the cold, but it's getting better. Oh my goodness, here comes my kitty again. Yes. And I've turned the light off, so I'm operating this in the dark. But I've been getting familiar with my tapers for the last couple of hours. Two batteries are working, two of them are not. They're rechargeable. And I got all kinds of good stuff lost in this apartment. I need to find the chargers. Anyhow, I can babble. At 3:30 in the morning, sitting lying still is just about as good as I can babble in a car, apparently. I'd just been telling one of my counselors that I see about once a month on a tape that was apparently back about last May.
And I could tell that I must be getting better because I could no longer tape while driving. Yeah. Become a normal person again, to which that was a distraction. It was incredibly dangerous. It was not exactly safe before that, but it was relatively safe in comparison to trying to do it now. I just can't possibly do it now. I would have to be, well, I could, but I would have to be on a long Texan road, cruising along at, say, 30 miles an hour, and no traffic and no crossroads for it to continue to be relatively safe. Of course, I scanned the highway all the time, even when I was crazy and doing this, or crazier, whichever applies. Sandy used to say, if the foo shits, wear it. One of her favorite old sayings, which God knows where it came from. God, I'd be surprised if you couldn't hear a purr on this thing. The other machine, apparently, it's a really good one, but I can't, I have to have earphones in order to hear even the radio, the stereo radio that's on it. Boy, I got that one a while back. And this one, I'm lucky that the battery still works, since it's obviously been a while. So, now, I hope you all got to your relative destinations in good order. I'm sure you did, or somebody must best be okay, or somebody would have writ. Well, if all of you went down in the same airplane, I don't suppose I'd ever learn of the fact. I'm such a cheerful type at 3:30 in the morning. Actually, I feel pretty cheerful. I went to my Science of Mind group here last night. Here runs from 7:15 to 9:45, and over the weekend I went to a Science of Mind symposium, which is a first for me. First became involved in this religion or religious approach back in 1955, and I bought Ernest Holmes' book, Science of Mind, and I studied it on my own, and I got to a number of meetings. They met, most of them met in churches back then. Churches, bite my tongue. They met in theaters. And there was one church, one big church, and it was Jack Hornaday's, well, somebody Hornaday's church in L.A., and I got to that a few times, but I never connected with a formal class in it. And so here I am, full circle here after 33 years. Oh, kitty pot. Yes, I know. This is ridiculous, isn't it? Talking into a funny little box. It's got a little red light on in the middle of the morning. People are just really strange, aren't they, baby? Now, let's see. This letter here, I figured that since the first half of the first side was originally meant for you, we would continue on from that. You really look great, dear. You really did. And I'm so glad that you're enjoying your new work.